And now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate girls track team, Coach Amy Bull. And, Coach, you're going to be advancing 7 different girls in 11 different events to the section meet. And overall, a pretty good day for the Pirate girls.
You know, I'm going to say it was a very good day. It was warm out. The sun was at its peak when we were there. But I think the girls really performed really well. We had a lot of personal bests, and that's, like, really when we were on the bus and they were getting out there, I just said, enjoy the day, do the best that you can. This is what we've been training for all year. Go cheer each other on and have some fun. And I think that's exactly what our team did. And I have exceptional coaches that were working with these athletes. So,
well, let's talk about the girls that are going to the section meet. Cassie Solheim, she's going to be going in all 4 of her events. She had a 2nd-place finish in the 200, a 6th-place finish in the long jump, and she was a member of the 4x1 and 4x200 relay teams that finished 3rd. So she goes in all 4 of her events.
Yeah, you know, it was really exciting watching Cassie just, you know, run her relays and run her 100. She's just such a powerful athlete. When she was long jumping today, the board seemed really springy. Like when you'd hit it, it just kind of released and you'd spring up. It's like you got more height off of the board, if that makes sense. But her first 2, she had scratched. And so she was going into her 3rd one and Brenda's like, oh, we got it. And sure enough on her, third jump, you know, and you only get 3 of them. And then when you make it to finals, you'll get more, but she popped a very good jump and leading her into, you know, into the finals. And it just shows her confidence that she has. She wasn't worried. She's like, yep, I got it. I can do it. You know, she didn't let it mentally get to her at that point because she's just such a competitor.
And to go on 4 events, we know she's a great athlete, but that's pretty impressive.
It is impressive. And you know what? She just lives in the moment when she's doing her stuff. She doesn't think about what she did wrong. She doesn't think about, she just thinks of what she has to do it right. And she just listens and goes in and makes the changes and does it. She's a really fun athlete to coach and to watch her perform. It just, she just does what she needs to do and is very calm about it.
Then you also have Hallie Winchum. She advances in 3 events in the pole vault where she finished 2nd. And then also she was a member of the 4x1 and 4x200 relay teams that took 3rd place. So she's going in 3.
Yes, she's another one, you know, a junior coming up. And she's a really good leader on the team as far as, like, just going out there and a competitor. It was really fun watching her bulk in the pole vault. That's kind of her favorite or her passion. And she's really, Riley has been working with her quite a bit there, and she's really progressing. And she was our starter for the 4x1 and the 4x2, and she just came out of the blocks in full force. And her handoff looks really good. She's just a very reliable athlete that just gets out there and competes and gets the adrenaline going.
And then another athlete that is going in 3 events is Ashlyn Bailey. She's also a member of the 4x1 and 4x2 relay teams, and she finished 5th in the 200 meters.
Yes, she did. And a 9th grader. I mean, she's another outstanding athlete with confidence. Even though she is a 9th grader, she runs with grace, and she runs with strength and confidence. And it's really nice to have, you know, a 9th grader in there that just pushes. And she has a drive that's deep down inside of her, and she does not like to lose. Like, she does not like people passing her. So she can shift into gears and keep going. So
You have Ashlyn and then also Isabel Smith that's advancing in 3 events. She finished 4th place in the 100 hurdles, and then she finished 8th place in both the high jump and 300 hurdles, and she advances as wild card in those 2 final events.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, her high jump, she had a personal record in her high jump there, and her best times this year for the hurdles. And I just thought it was great how in the high jump she just, you know, went up a height, and she just keeps going up and keeps competing, and her confidence is just keeps moving up. And again, she has such poise when she runs, and her high jump just looked really good. Brendan did a really good job coaching her in the high jump.
Then you have Libby Salentine. She is going in both her throwing events with a third place finish in the discus, and she gets a second chance in the shot put. Didn't have her best day, but she gets to advance, and that's the important thing.
You know, the discus was pretty interesting because I don't think anybody had their top throws today in the discus area, and the ring was a little slick, just a little slippery type of a thing where you couldn't plant your feet and just, I call it, let it rip with the power pretty much through. So I think just in the discus, she ended up in the top three, not getting her best throw that she ever had, but still maintaining position there. And in the shot put again, just like you said, she didn't throw, you know, a 30 or anything like that, but it looked like the other sections maybe didn't have their best at that point either. So we're excited to let the senior go on and keep going and see what she'll do in those. She gets another week of practice.
And Chloe Bull, she advances in three events. She goes as a member of the 4x200 relay team, and then she also goes in the pole vault with a sixth place finish and in the 200 meters with an eighth place finish.
Yes. And all these, you know, ones that are wild cards, they aren't, as you know, they aren't quite official. They're just ones that we've calculated, and it looks like that they'll be going. But pole vault is her passion, and she keeps, I mean, like, that's her love. And it was kind of funny with Chloe because we were debating, well, we weren't debating. She wanted to do high jump, and I thought the 200, she'd have better chances of going in that. And it proved off, and she shed off. She had a personal best in the 200 as well. She really had a good performance today for only being a ninth grader. She was performing really well. So proud of her.
And then Carly Knutson is your last member that advances as part of the 4x100 relay team, and she's been a nice addition to the track program this year.
Oh, she has. I got a chance to talk to her a little bit because she, you know, was over in softball, and she said she's really happy that she made the change, and she enjoys running and enjoys being a part of the team. And because we have her, we've been able to make advances with her. So I'm very grateful that she came over and is running for us, and just a great personality and a really hard worker. And she's learning the speed of her feet. So in the years to come, I know we're going to see, you know, more of her.
How about some other performances that stick out on your mind of the girls that aren't making it to the section meet, but still had, as you said, you had a lot of personal best, and that's all you can ask for in the meet.
Yeah, and that's true. We had an eighth grader, Tegan Fanfolic. She's an eighth grader, and in the 300 hurdles, she beat her record, or she beat her personal best by 12 seconds. That's a lot, Chris. That is a lot. And it was really cool because I think she learned how to run in this meet and that she has a lot in her to give. And the 300 hurdles is a hard race to run. I mean, you need a lot of strength and you need a lot of power. So I thought that was really exciting to see her do that. Aubrey Bartram, she also an eighth grader and performed very, very well today. I look forward in the future of what she's going to bring for us. Also, Carly Thody and Caitlin Schultz, who are our seniors. I thought, you know, they did a very good job in competing. I think Carly got her best time in her 100 dash. And again, that's kind of all we hope for. Maddie doubled up in the 16 and the 32, and it was really cool after she got done running the 32, Chris. She goes, you know what, Coach, next year I'm going to be better. I'm going to be better next year than I am this year, and I'm going to get my times down. And it was just, you know, she's looking on to next year and what she wants to do. She goes, I know I can run faster. I know I can. So it's just really neat to see the drive that they have. Mariah Overgaard, too, had, you know, she ran an open four and a 4x4, and her 400 times are coming down really nicely. And she's running with more poise, and her strides are looking really good. So I think overall they did really good. We brought some people, Nora Groven, who's a seventh grader. She triple jumped for us and also did pole vault. Maddie Hansen, also a seventh grader. She ran the 1600 and in the 4x4 for us. And, you know, we're bringing seventh graders along to get experience and to see what a subsection track meet is Grace Bull, Chloe's sister. She came along and ran a 400 and a 4x4 and triple jumped as well. So she had a pretty big day. And I guess I look forward to these younger athletes as, you know, getting the experience and then being some of our leaders in the future in the upcoming days. I didn't mention Katie Seaver. She also is an eighth grader, and she ran in the 100 hurdles and the 300 hurdles. So I just thought they did really good. And they also learned a lesson, Chris. We got to stay out of the sun because the sun zaps our energy sometimes. And then we got to make sure we're hydrating. Lots of water is always good, isn't it?
Yes. Well, overall thoughts on the meet, pretty good day for the Pirates.
You know, I thought it was just a great day, for the coaches, a great day for the athletes. Noman held a really, really great meet. They had a nice facility for us to compete in, and we got a few more days of practice to get ready for our Friday meet coming up here in Roseau for the section meet. So I'm excited.
Well, Coach, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks.